When you're feeling kind of lonely and the world's got you down. When you're eating plain bologna and you can't shake that frown.
When everything is making you feel blue. When you DVR episodes of The View.
When all you want is to have no care. Lift your feet up high in the air. Look at your friend and say,
put her there. This ain't no hand jive.
Avoid all of life's booby traps.
Whack your palms with a big fat joyful slap.
Feel the connection of a single clap.
And you're alive.
You need the high five.
Hello and welcome to the High Five Podcast. I am your lovable host, Henry Huff. And with me, as always, is the man whose face was voted most likely to look like a butt, Reginald Valentine.
That is very true. And hello to everybody out there.
How's it going?
It's going well. I'm excited for this. I think we're going to do a couple of episodes today in our studio, get going. I don't know why I said that, but just so you know, you can skip this one and go straight to the next one because we're recording too.
Probably both on the same day.
Well, live recording of pre-recorded radio. How does that work?
Oh, boy. It's always a pleasure to introduce a show with you, Reginald.
Thanks, Henry. And I just really appreciate not turning the air conditioning on up in the studio today. It's going to get nice and toasty. Just three grown men sweating it out, spitting into microphones.
That's how we do it here. Well, I'm very excited, too. I've been away on vacation. I was up in the murder capital of the world, Cabot Cove, Maine. And then the second, that's where Murder, She Wrote was filmed. So I guess 2% of the population of Cabot Cove, Maine died during the Jessica Fletcher's run as Mrs. Murder, She Wrote.
Very convenient.
Yeah, and then I went to the second murder capital of the world, Chicago, Illinois. And
very good.
A little family vacation there, dodging bullets.
Did you sing some sausage? Isn't that what you do?
I did. Actually, I did. First day I got there. Did you? Threw down a couple of a sausage
and
bratwurst.
You can find them on any street corner.
Tubed meats are, they have like tubed meat vending machines everywhere you go.
Natural skinned. What? It's the full sausage experience.
Yeah. I'm very tired.
Deep dish sausage. Is that what they call it? Deep dish sausage?
Yeah. Yes, that's what they call it.
They do.
Well, the pizza, yeah.
Oh, it's pizza. Sausage pizza. Stop laughing at me, Henry.
I'm tired.
You're like delirious.
I know, I can't help it. I've gotten like
What time did you get in?
No sleep. Very late last night. Very late. So, but I'm ready to go.
You're the coffee king. You should have made yourself an extra strong.
I'm on point right now. I am very excited to start the show today because we have a wonderful guest here today. Our guest today is a unemployed male.
That would be true.
But he's got a lot of personality, and he also shares.
I don't think being unemployed is a negative. You like try to make it like a negative, like he's unemployed.
It's not a negative.
I'm an independent contractor.
Oh, okay. So.
Can we backtrack a second? What? Aren't you unemployed currently, living at your mom's house?
I still work occasionally at the Human Bean as a fill-in barista, but yes, I am. I live in my mom's attic, and you know what are you going to do about it? But I am married. Does that count for something?
Sure.
Okay. And this person also shares a name with a famous rock star / car salesman
and cartoonist
and cartoonist
or star of his own cartoon strips.
Oh, okay. And his name is Ernie Bach. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Is this how I talk into the microphone?
I believe, use your words and just project them into the mental sphere.
I've never done live or recorded
taped live
shows before.
Oh, yet. Good, because this is neither. Oh, no, well, it's recorded, isn't it?
Ernie, do you get confused for the Ernie Bach of...
Ernie Bach Jr.
Ernie Bach Jr.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Ernie Bach Jr. come on down and buy my cars.
Does that help? That's how that goes.
Yeah, no, I've never heard that before.
So, Ernie, to what do we owe the pleasure of your appearance today on the show?
I'm working on a book that I'm trying to promote. It's called Eat Your Vegetables. And the book is something that I think a lot of people will benefit from reading. Right now, I'm a raw vegan chef, and I travel around, and I like to teach people how to cook raw vegan food, which you don't really cook it. So I'm a consultant. I consult with people on how to really cut it up is what I teach people how to do, how to cut up their vegetables.
So a lot of cutting. I'm assuming some washing of the vegetables.
There's washing. There's cutting. I learned a lot of it on a Netflix documentary I saw. I was trying to move from one career path to another and came across this, and it's working out well for me right now. I've got a couple different gigs going on.
Now, I have a question for you. So, are you a very strict vegan in your practice and how you prepare the foods?
Well, what do you mean in the sense strict?
Well, I mean, like vegans, you can't harm any living organisms, correct?
Right. That's what the documentary said. Because I was like, I was selling insurance for a long time. I was working for the duck. You know what I mean by that?
I think so.
Affleck.
Allstate.
Is there an actual CEO duck?
Well, sometimes we had to make duck noises, but I never saw like a duck. It was on a protocol, on a script they gave us. We'd have to quack if they asked us to quack, but it was part of the procedure for our sales. If they said, you know, oh, Affleck is at the duck, and then we'd go, and just make these duck noises and stuff. But that's why I had to get out. I mean, I was sitting at home one night and watching TV, watching Netflix, going through stations, and I saw this thing on raw food.
Raw food?
Raw food. Right. Yeah.
Raw food. And I was like, you know what? I've eaten vegetables before. In fact, the night before, I had seen a veggie tray that my mom had put out. And I was like, I'd done that before. And, you know, she used to, like, put peanut butter inside the celery.
Oh, yeah.
You ever have that when you were a kid?
I did.
I think they're called caterpillar. No, what are they called?
Raisins on the top.
Yeah. So I was like, I could do this.
Ants on a log?
Ants on a log. Yeah. And I saw this documentary and people were talking about raw because you get like toxins in your body and stuff. You got to wash out. So I was like, you know what? I don't want to sell insurance no more. So I think I could become a raw vegan foodist. And I don't cook anything. I just get vegetables, and we cut them, and I teach people how to do it.
Can we walk back a little bit here? You said you have toxins in your body, and the raw vegetables wash out the toxins. Can you kind of take us a little bit step by step?
It helps you eliminate, too. That's another thing that I learned in the documentary is it's a lot about eliminating toxins. And I knew, too, I've eliminated a lot. Like, I go to the bathroom, I eat vegetables. I was like, I know what I can do. I can move forward in this career. And so I figured this is going to be something that, you know, I can make work. So you get toxins build up in your body, but when you eat the raw food, it helps you eliminate those toxins. And that actually is what led to another division of my business. I was reading Entrepreneur magazine.
Wow.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And there was like the top 10 businesses to start for under $500, and one of them was power washing.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Oh, right.
So I started like a colon cleansing division of my raw food thing too.
With a power washer.
Yeah. Like the entrepreneur said, you know, you do it for people's houses, but then I figured, well, I'm a raw vegan guy and I'm getting people to eliminate, you know, with the toxins from the vegetables.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
But why not also like do the colon cleanse with the power washer?
Right.
It was under $500, and then there's a whole new division of my business.
So you're thinking I can eliminate the toxins off a house with a power washer. Why can't I just blast the toxins of your butthole with a power washer?
Right. That's exactly.
So the power wash goes in that side, the bottom.
Yeah, yeah. I just basically, it's only lasted a couple. People scream a lot. It's only lasted for, you know, like less than like 10 seconds, I think. People now, scream.
Does this happen before the slicing lesson or after the slicing lesson?
We work on the cooking, and then that's another option. It's like, what do you call that? A la carte or something, where people can choose if they want that portion of the, you know, right. My services. And then I don't know. I got to adjust the PSI or whatever you call that pressure on the thing. But
it's PSI.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, but I never really make it through a full kind of cleanse with people. So I'm still working on that.
Yeah.
Ernie, I'm looking at your book and your actual name is not on the spine. Who is your pen? Is it called a pen name? Who is your name that actually wrote the book?
Well, I'm trying to move away from my past and, you know, the whole connection with the duck and stuff, and just trying to reinvent myself. So I've taken on the name legally. Actually, I had changed. Roberto Cal is my new name now, legally.
And you like to be known as
Roberto.
Roberto.
Because it's like it's raw foods and Roberto.
Sure.
Yeah.
And then what's your company's name?
We're called, well, the name of my book is Eat Your Vegetables. The name of my company is Raw Vegan Food Colon Cleansers.
Raw Vegan Food Colon Cleansers?
Yeah.
Raw Vegan Food Colon, like the...
Like the symbol
the colon?
Colon
cleansers?
Yeah, it's kind of like a creative kind of play on, you know, like punctuation.
I'm sure not many of your... what do you call them? Customers realize the actual significance of the symbol, the colon.
They're going to get a blast into the colon.
Yeah, right. I don't know. I don't really talk to them about that. I'm just trying to like focus on the knives. See, and like
you don't talk to them about it. You just sneak up behind.
Well, they asked. If it's a la carte. They must have asked for it.
Oh,
so,
good point.
Yeah, sneak attack.
Yeah.
And they don't mind it when you walk up behind them in a full leather mask and gag ball?
No, it's nothing like that. It's more like a...
Oh, of course, no animal products whatsoever.
That's right.
Right,
synthetic.
No. Exactly.
Synthetic.
That's part of the vegan thing. And yeah, no animal products at all. I just use plastic, which... non-toxic plastic.
Well, yeah, also very environmentally friendly.
Yeah, right. What are your thoughts on the paleo diet?
I don't know if I think that's a lot of it's a lot of meat.
Yeah,
and it sounds good. I mean, like off the record, you know. Don't tell anybody.
We won't tell anybody.
Yeah, turn it down.
I eat meat all the time. It just this, you know.
You're a good sized guy. Everyone likes to chomp down on a steak
every
so often.
Exactly. Right. But no, this was more of a career kind of thing.
Gotcha.
And then people were, you know, come my friends were like, you can't eat a burger, and I was like, Jimmy crack corn, and you know the rest. And so then I do it sometimes, but you know, we'll cut that segment out. But personally, Roberto does not like paleo. Yeah.
Ernie Bach though, every once in a while. Yeah.
So you legally change your name to be a vegan friendly vegetable preparer, but secretly you love to chow down on meat.
No. I just eat vegetables. Let's cut that part
sorry.
Out. Yeah,
okay.
Let's go back to, yeah.
I like what you're saying. Roberto, you are building your brand from a Netflix how-to video based on a YouTube power washing clip for under $500. This is your new persona. This is why you're on the show.
Well, yeah. I mean, it was Entrepreneur Magazine. Let's not sell me short with YouTube. Because it was a little more, you know, intelligent.
That's $5.99 at CVS. You invested in that magazine.
I did. And I figured out, you know, the word itself, I think, is even foreign. It sounds, you know, sounds kind of sophisticated. CVS. It wasn't a how-to Netflix. It was more of a documentary.
Sorry.
Yeah.
No, I want it on record as the right way.
No, it was a documentary. Your body's filled with toxins and you're all going to die. It was the name of the documentary that they had on. And, you know, it caught my attention.
No, you've obviously invested a lot. I assume you have your own Netflix account.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Oh, great. Well, I feel terrible for saying that you were unemployed earlier. I think that's a huge misinterpretation of it. And I
no, independent. Independent. Oh, yeah. No problem. Yeah. Independent consultant.
His name
I left
Roberto.
The traditional kind of 9-to-5 thing is gone.
Okay. Wow.
Oh, okay.
Well, thanks for coming in. We're going to...
We'll keep him on the line. You want to stay around for the rest of the show?
Sure. Yeah,
I would love to have your insight in the next segments that my best friend Henry is about to introduce.
Yeah, so...
I might need to eliminate at one point. You know, I got a lot of
toxins.
Toxins are coming, every once in a while. But if we do a break or if I...
That's okay.
Step away for a minute.
We're all guys here. You can.
When's the last time you had a bowel movement? I mean, you're supposed to have them like every couple hours. Is it regular for you? That's one of the questions on my survey.
Who wants to go first?
Yeah, I think you do, right?
So bowel movements probably once every month.
No, it's supposed to be every couple hours. That's what people don't realize is you got to get those toxins out. So
what's the phrase you have in your book? If you're not pooping every 2 hours, you're not healthy or something.
sounds like a good
you're no,
it's a catchy phrase.
No, it's kind of, I gotta like, get a copywriter. What are you calling this? If you're not pooping every couple hours, you're full of crap.
Well, yeah.
I feel like that's me. I go like 6 straight days with nothing, and then I spend the entire 7th day evacuating all of the...
It's almost biblical.
It is, in a sense, yeah.
And so that's why you call it sitting on the... Oh, no, it's a throne.
On the throne, yeah, well.
At the altar.
At the altar, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's bad if I switch to your diet?
Yeah. No, if you switch to all uncooked vegetables, you'll start to eliminate every 2 hours.
So you are pooping every 2 hours?
Oh, yeah.
No matter where you are, no matter what you're doing.
Yep.
Is that why your polo shirt has a patch on it and you're sponsored by Depends male adult diapers?
No.
Oh. Why do you have a Depends polo on then?
Are you trying to be funny right now or something? Like, yeah, depends. Okay. Like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Red, why are you making stuff up over here?
I'm making stuff up because...
Yeah, I mean, just because you feel like you could...
I feel like he's mocking me.
I feel like he's mocking you, too, and I think he probably...
I'm not mocking you. I'm saying, how'd you go to the bathroom every 2 hours if you don't have, like, space diapers on? You know that story of that woman that drove all the way down to Florida in, some creepy love triangle? She pooed all the way down because she didn't want to stop on the drive.
Ugh.
So, like, if you're pooing every 2 hours, how are you... doing it safely? Are you finding like a McDonald's bathroom every time?
Yeah, I always find a spot. I always find a spot, and you know, if I run into an emergency, then I just I'll improvise. You know, the same way you know people do it with like with the bottle or something. Sometimes with you figure it out.
Wow. The vegan poops fit inside
Snapple
bottles.
Snapple bottles are the best.
Wide, what'd you
wide
call those?
Opening.
Wide necks?
Yeah. Wide berth.
Yeah.
Good call.
Oh, man, I'd give all of my toes to have daily regular bowel movements.
I think you're being serious.
I'm definitely being serious. I would do anything.
You would chop your toes off so that you could poo regularly?
Maybe. I'd think about it. Maybe at least one toe on each foot.
Which one?
Pinky toe I'd start with, I think.
I've got the power washer, too. So, I mean, it opens things up, and yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if I can just switch to this diet, I won't have to cut off any toes. All right, moving on to our second segment of the show, where we're going to be talking about some classic songs.
Okay.
Well, one song in particular. So this started, on vacation, I was driving up to Cabot Cove, Maine, for my anniversary with my wife Francine, and
congratulations, by the way.
Thank you. And we're listening to, of all songs, "Stairway to Heaven," and I was actually, for the first time really ever, paying attention to the lyrics to see if they made sense. And I thought to myself, God, this song makes like zero sense, no sense whatsoever. And a couple minutes later, I was just starting to listen to every classic rock song on the radio to kind of see if I could figure out the theme or whatever. And I thought it'd be fun for us to take a look at one of those songs today, kind of go through it and see if we can make some sense out of one of these great famous classic rock song.
Easy.
Okay.
Let's get behind the song. What's it called? MTV Behind the Song or something?
Behind the Music.
Yeah. Behind the Music. All right.
So we're going to get behind the music. We're going to get deep. We're going to do a little analysis of the lyrics here. And see
we're
going to
power wash this song. It's going to go that deep. I got to get... Hold on a second.
Perfect for Roberto. All right. So you got your lyric sheet over there?
I have it.
It's very deep. So today we're going to be talking about the Steve Miller Band classic, The Joker.
Okay, you ready, Roar?
Yeah, I'm looking already and I'm confused. I don't even know what that word pompatus means. What is that?
Well, we're going to be
talking about that without the help of online dictionaries or not. We're going to have to make sense of it. So, we're going to go with the first verse here. Well, we can start with the first line. Starts off, comes out hot. Some people call me the space cowboy. Some call me the gangster of love. Some people call me Maurice. Because I speak of the pompatus of love. Reg?
Space cowboy. It's not a difficult concept.
Okay.
Imagine you're in a room and you thought you were with 100 of your friends, but you're on your own. And you've got this whole, it's like a village hall, and you've got this whole massive amount of space to yourself. So you're in a huge amount of space.
Yeah.
And all you want to do is run around with the freedom of your love and the freedom of your individuality hanging out. So you're naked. You're in this huge village hall, and you're just running around playing cowboys and Indians to yourself. You're the space cowboy.
Okay. So you're playing cowboys and Indians to yourself?
Yes. Well, I misspoke. It's not a village hall. It's a dance studio where one of the walls is a mirror.
Yeah.
So you can see yourself, and you're like, you have a broom between your legs and you're kind of running like you have a horse, you know, like kids have.
Yeah.
So you're the cowboy.
Oh, yeah.
And you're running towards yourself in the mirror, but your visual image is also running towards yourself. And they're the Indians, cowboys, Indians, space cowboy, lots of space. Easy.
Roberto? Ernie?
About the first line or the first part in general?
You can talk about the whole thing.
Yeah, no, the second line and the third line, I think that is an allusion to a famous book. You ever read that book, Catcher in the Rye?
I think Reg has. Yes, I definitely have.
Catcher in the Rye, great book, great whiskey.
Yeah. No, there's Holden gets together with a prostitute and then he gets beat up by a pimp named Maurice.
Oh.
And so I think when it says, call me the gangster of love, some people call me Maurice. It has to do with they call him Maurice because he's a gangster of love, like the love that Holden hired. I think that's what that's...
That is very insightful.
Right. Yeah. Okay, that is insightful. And great use of a connection to literature, allusion there.
How the heck...
You must have been trained well in high school and or college.
Well, I read some online kind of like shortcuts to the book and stuff, but I remember that part because that was the part that I liked because it was, he hired a prostitute. So I thought it was kind of cool, you know?
I gotcha. I think this is kind of like what people do in rap songs. They kind of talk about who they are, right? That the first half of or part of rap songs just kind of, who am I?
Yeah.
And this is what this is about. But I kind of, what's going to bother me about this, Reg, is that later on, like in the next stanza when he's talking, we'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
He's supposed to, like, he's a gangster.
Of love.
That's not a good thing.
No.
A space cowboy? I don't even know what that means.
Imagine you're in a dance studio and you're on your, how many times do I need to say it?
No, I understand that. But it's, okay. Right. Okay. So in the next, in the next line, he's saying, people talk about me, say I'm doing you wrong, but don't worry, baby, don't worry, because I'm right here at home. Doesn't that directly contradict the first stanza or the song, the first verse of the song? That he's like, he's trying to say, I'm a good boy, I'm not...
I'm right here with you at home, but I'm also a gangster of love playing around in a dance studio. I agree. It's confusing because the first verse alludes to him being out there playing cowboys and Indians on his own in a dance studio, being this gangster, this, they call it G, we can just say G, G-O-L, G-O-L. He's just being a G-O-L. And then in the second verse, he's right there at home, just like, oh, I'm your little lap dog. I'm going to be here for you. No one else.
Right. Give me a break. Maybe saying people are saying all these bad things, but it's not true.
Oh, tweeting.
Right. It's like subtweeting.
It's probably tweeting and Instagram, like talking behind his back.
Yeah.
Is this written in the last 5 years?
Yeah, I think. Yes. Okay. I think it was composed on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
In pieces.
Oh, these are just tweets.
Yeah. So people are saying all this bad stuff about him. Like his name is Maurice, for example. Like that gangster, but it's not true. And here's what now he's going to tell us. I think what he really is coming up.
Gotcha.
He's a picker. I'm a picker
seasonally because there's only fruits seasonal.
Well, that would probably be good for your vegan business.
Yeah. No, I've been in touch with pickers before, and I'm thinking of opening another division about how to pick vegetables too.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Harvesting, slicing, and evacuating.
Maybe I'll get in touch with this guy. Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking it could be guitar or nasal maintenance, one of the other possibilities.
The other two pickers?
Yeah, the three types of picker?
Yeah,
the famous types of pickers. Vegetable, nasal, and guitar.
Good call.
Yeah. And then hair, too. You can pick out hair. You can, if you get a pick and then you your hair. Yeah. Like,
of course. Maybe it could be. Also, a grinner. So, just smiley.
Just smiley.
I'm smiley. I'm a lover.
It works well with being a grinner. If you want to love people and you're smiling, it's easier.
Yeah, when I was going out on first date, it's just big smile ear to ear the whole time. Just big dumb smile the whole time.
They call me a grinner.
Yeah, I'm a lover and I'm a sinner.
Oh, well, do you really want to be a lover and a sinner? Because isn't that like
again,
kind
mixed
of
messages?
Yeah, I'm going to break your heart by loving someone else because I'm a sinner. Therefore, I have to be bad. But being bad is good because I'm a gangster of love.
Right. Or at least people call me that. So there's probably some truth to it. Bad boy. Also, then playing my music in the sun.
Bad for your skin.
It is bad for the skin. Melanoma. I'm a joker. Like the card jester. Joker.
Well, here's the deal. You spend enough time in the sun, it's most likely going to ruin your face so that you need drastic plastic surgery. You may then turn into the Joker. So it might be a transformation. After you've been playing in the sun, you become the Joker, etc.
Next two lines, odd. I'm a smoker.
Ooh.
I'm a midnight toker.
There's a lot of toxins in there.
Is that redundant, or are we talking about cigarettes and then...
I think it's cigarettes and then the natural stuff. With not as many toxins in that.
Okay, and then I get my lovin' on the run. So again, going back to second verse,
okay, so
I'm right here at home, but I get my lovin' on the run.
Yeah, that means like he has sex in Dunkin' Donuts.
I think that...
The on-the-run gas store... Gas station, is that a thing?
Oh, mobile. Yeah, mobile. Mobile's on the run.
Oh, God, here we go. Can I have the key, please? Knock, knock. Gets the key on the massive stick, walks around the back at midnight after he's had some of the natural stuff, and Lord knows what goes on in that bathroom.
Right, and if you look at the lyric sheet right after that, ooh, 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 so...
Ooh, there's four.
Yeah. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
This is why he's a gangster.
All right, I mean, we're not going to get to this whole song, but I think... I mean,
I don't know if I can ever listen to this again on the old jukebox.
Right. But there's this one part that really caught my attention. And it's in this.
Is it involve peaches?
It does. And I'm a little confused here. It says, "You're the cutest thing I ever did see. I really love your peaches. Want to shake your tree."
I think I know what that means.
Well, I don't. Are peaches boobs?
Yes. He loves her peaches.
And
her tree is, where it's down south.
Okay. So the tree, and he wants to...
shake it around.
But don't peaches have fuzz on them? So this lady has furry tits?
That's my problem, is that I've heard peaches used as a sexual reference or a peach as a sexual reference for something else. But in this song, it seems to be, there's two of them. So I'm at a loss.
Yeah. Peaches, two peaches, and then a tree. A tree, you know, that's like a big bush, right? A tree.
That is the definition, actually.
Yeah, exactly.
Depending on the season.
And then you shake it around. Maybe,
This is not seeming like a catch, by the way. If I were a girl, this song would not be doing it for me.
I know, right? You're.
I like this, your peaches.
I'm going to shake your
you
tree.
You don't want to shake your tree so the peaches fall off, or if it is the other thing, then shaking it doesn't sound like a great time.
Oh, yeah, I'm. Yeah, and he's a picker.
He's a picker of peaches.
Oh,
I wonder if they're natural peaches too.
I know. Lord knows you don't want any of that fake stuff in your peaches.
No toxins.
So anyway, the lovey dovey all the time.
I think that's 140 characters right there. That was probably just like one
tweet.
Yeah.
Well, that could have been like a butt tweet and just like
just kept a
copy paste situation. Yeah,
that happens all the time.
But then again, do you really lovey doveys? I think it's illegal to be in love with birds.
I think in summary, Ernie/Roberto, in summary,
yeah,
this song tells us go. In summary, this song tells
us. Okay, I see what you're doing. I think it really probably ties back to like, I'm a smoker, I'm a joker, I've got toxins in my body, but then I eat peaches and raw peaches and I shake things out. I shake out the toxins and then I'm a grinner because I feel good, after I've done that.
So you're saying it's, at root, it's a story of a bad food eater turning the transition to a full vegan.
Getting rid of the toxins and then exactly moving to peaches and things that come from trees after you shake them. And then you start grinning.
And he feels lovey-dovey.
Right, because of the regular two-hour bowel movements.
Yeah, exactly.
BMs.
Exactly. Eat your vegetables.
Eat your vegetables. I think that really sums it up. All right. Excellent. Well, I think that was successful.
I love it.
Yeah, I love it.
Now we know what that song means.
Right, exactly. And everyone else does too. Well, Reginald, this...
Henry.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I mean... This episode is going so well so far.
Perfectly.
This is just a little break here. This is not part of our...
An interlude.
...our live recording, but we are going to stop here at this point, and we're going to end today's episode.
In England, we would say this is the interval. In America, you'd say this is the intermission.
Intermission, the gap. Would you also say that maybe in England?
Yeah, or the Aeropostale.
Isn't that a clothing store?
I thought the Gap was.
I am so stupid. Okay, and on that note,
we should definitely stop for a little while.
On that note, listen, we will conclude this episode next week, and thank you for listening and for tuning in to the High Five Podcast. Right, Reg?
Right, Hennes.
You're the best. Bye.